Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's number one magazine, showcasing women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart, and that's mentoring and leadership programs for young people. We all know that today's youth need mentors more than ever before, and also a better understanding of what leadership truly is and how embracing leadership can help them succeed in life. Well, we found a woman right here in Atlanta, Georgia, who's making a huge difference in the lives of girls ages 4 through 18. Her faith-based organization, called Diamond in the Rough Youth Development Program, offers mentoring and leadership programs in the metro Atlanta area. And our guest today is the founder and executive director of Diamond in the Rough. She is a native of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and a graduate of Alabama A&M University, where she obtained her bachelor's degree in business administration. We're honored to have on the phone today a woman who is a diamond shining brightly in the lives of many young girls all over metro Atlanta. Ms. Nicole Steele, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much, and I do appreciate this opportunity.
Well, it's great to have you here. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Are you ready to talk about how your organization is helping young girls prepare for a successful future?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Yes.
What inspired you to start Diamond in the Rough Youth Development Program?
Well, it's interesting, Spark Plug. I am a young lady, as you said, raised in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I was raised in a single-parent home. And for me, when I look back over my life, I was, and in many cases still am, a diamond in the rough. I was a young girl that dealt with low self-esteem, entered into many bad relationships, made poor choices, dealt with, you know, just a long list of challenges that many young people faced. But by God's grace and by the mentors and the people, the teachers, the people that my mother put into my life, they made the difference in me going right and me going left. They were people that held me to a higher standard. They're people that saw in me what I didn't see in myself. And so as I made it through, and it truly was making it through, I, as many people, felt an obligation to do it for the next generation. And so that truly was the inspiration in starting Diamond in the Rough, because had it not been for those people, I would literally be dead and gone.
Well, tell us, what exactly does your organization, Diamond in the Rough, do to help girls in metro Atlanta?
Well, our main focus is providing group mentoring. We work with local schools, churches, and community centers, providing weekly mentoring throughout the school year. But in addition to that, we provide leadership training, family enrichment activities, camps and conferences, and career and college planning and preparation.
Well, why is mentoring and leadership so important to you and your organization?
Well, you know, there's so many reasons. One is that we are living in what I consider to be a fatherless generation. We've got to go back to that old adage about it being a village in raising a child. And so with Diamond in the Rough, it's our desire to link with families, to link with schools, with churches, with counselors, with all of the people. I mean, it's not just the parents' responsibility. While it's the primary responsibility of the parents, they need support. They need people who will echo the values that they are hopefully instilling at home. And let's just be honest, there are a lot of homes where girls and even young men are not having those values instilled at all. You know, our society, instead of raising the bar, in many cases has just eliminated the bar altogether. And so our kids are living in a world where anything goes, where they can do what they want to do. Many of them are left to raise themselves. And so programs like ours are important. I believe they're important.
Well, you know something, that quote that you said is very important. It takes a village to raise the child. I recently read the entire quote, and it said that it takes a village to raise the child. And if the village does not raise the child, that child will come back and burn down the village. So that is very important. So how long has your organization been serving girls in the Metro Atlanta community?
We've been serving girls since 2004, and during that time, over the past 7 years, we've served over 3,000 girls and families with programs and services.
Wow, congratulations. Tell our listeners, what's the biggest challenge you face in the work that you do working with young people?
Wow. Probably the biggest challenge would be the need being so enormous. We receive calls on a regular basis here locally and from individuals outside of Metro Atlanta and other states. And for the need to be so enormous but the resources to be so limited, that's a challenge. While we have an incredible team of volunteers, we've got women, everybody from high school students that serve as mentors and leaders in our program, all the way up to retirees. But yet and still, it's not enough. For the past 6 years, our program has operated with a waiting list. And, you know, there's a small window of opportunity when it comes to serving young people. You know, for a senior that needs some mentoring, needs some additional guidance, for her to wait for a year until we get more resources or have slots open, that's not good, because in a year she's not going to be able to participate in our program. So that's probably one of the most, you know, difficult challenges in the work that I do. I'd probably say that's the one.
Well, Ms. Steele, what do you think you wish more people in Metro Atlanta knew about your organization, Diamond in the Rough?
Well, I think the one thing that I wish people would know is that everybody has a part to play. When you talked about the quote with them coming back, and if we don't create a village, them coming back and burning the village down, in Diamond in the Rough, we have a saying, and it says that we can invest now or we can pay the price later. We have lots of women. We've got lots of professionals in the community. Some are with children. Some are without children. But the task seems so overwhelming. It's like, where do you start? When you see girls in the malls, when you see them walking in the neighborhood, hanging out at the pool, and obviously there's some challenges. It's just like, where do you start? But if listeners would know that everybody has a part to play, whether they plug into programs like ours and serve as mentors, come out as guest speakers, help financially support the ministry, or if they plug in right in their neighborhood, if they plug in their churches, if they choose to mentor their neighbor across the street, everybody has a part to play. My husband and I have two children, and that's obviously our first priority, is raising our daughters. But it's not just an obligation to them. We're being held accountable for raising up and linking with children all around us, my nieces, friends, people in Diamond in the Rough. And so I think that's one of the biggest things, is for people to figure out, how can I plug in? How can I be part of the solution instead of part of the problem?
Well, you mentioned earlier that this generation is almost like the fatherless generation.
Yes.
What can we do as a community? I don't even like to say society, because society seems so enormous. But as a community right here in Metro Atlanta, what do you think we can do to try to, number one, keep a lot of these relationships? You say you and your husband have two kids. What do you think we can do to try to keep the families together? And number two, for some of the young ladies who are not going to get into your program, and, you know, some of the people are not volunteering at their churches or going up to the schools, I mean, are there any other solutions?
Well, I do think that there are solutions. First of all, I think what we can do in supporting the family is, again, starting with our family. You know, as parents, we're not given a manual on how to raise our children. We tend to make mistakes as we go. But I think that's the first place to look. If you are a parent, is to say, what can I do? What resources can I provide to my child? How can I further develop my skills as a parent? How can I address the growing issues? I mean, times are different. It is truly a different world now. The issues are the same, but the consequences are so much different. And so that would be the first thing. And then looking beyond our immediate family and looking to our extended family and seeing it doesn't matter if the parents are together. It doesn't matter if, you know, we've got to start investing in the children, really seeing what their needs are, watching our words, watching our actions, because kids are watching us, and they will not follow what we say. They are more likely to follow what we do. And so while we're not to be perfect, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We're
not to be perfect.
No, we're not to be perfect, but we are to ever, you know, strive to improve. We need to watch the words that we speak. So many people speak so much negativity over their children. Oh, you ain't never going to be this, and you just like your daddy, and you just like your mama, and you hot and you fast. That we've got to speak life over our children, even when it doesn't look like it, even when they're not acting like it. We need to go back to prayer. We need to get on our knees and do some knee time and pray and intercede, not just for our children, but for children around us. There's
Steele, and we definitely look like we're going to have you back at another time, but we have less than 3 minutes left, and I want to change gears here because you have an exciting, a very exciting event coming up in October called the Leading Ladies Luncheon. Would you be kind enough to tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, sir. That event is going to be held, as you said, October 29th at the Atlanta Marriott Norcross. This inaugural pink event will allow us to honor women in the community, women who are what we consider to be real models, not just role models, but real people. Among our honorees this year, we're excited to be honoring Miss Cheryl DeLuca Johnson. She's the founder of Street Grace Ministries that is addressing the issue of sex trafficking. We are honoring Miss Nina Gilbert and Angelia Howe, the founders of Ivy Preparatory Academy, the only all-girls charter school here in the state of Georgia. We are honoring the First Lady of New Mercies Church, Miss Elena Kearney, along with the First Lady and founder of the Ray of Hope Christian Church in Decatur. We've got wise women like Miss Mother Rowland, a wise woman in age, and she people sit at her feet from all over the world and just gain from her wisdom. And so it's just a great opportunity to honor women who have blazed trails, who are doing great things, and, again, who serve as an inspiration. It's also a scholarship benefit so that we can continue to provide scholarships and fee waivers to girls from single-parent and low-income families, as well as provide college scholarships to the students who graduate out of our program and are going on to further their education.
But tell our listeners how they can get more information about this event or find out how they can get involved to help further the mission of Diamond in the Rough.
Fantastic. Your listeners can visit us online at www.ditr.org, or they can contact us at 678-376-9676.
All right. Well, Ms. Nicole Steele, founder and executive director of Diamond in the Rough Youth Development Program, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading women in business who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. Mark your calendars for the second annual People You Need to Know Business Superstars Awards Breakfast on October 7, 2011. And join us in the Centennial Ballroom as we celebrate the brilliance of women in business at the Atlanta Marriott downtown on Spring Street. Order your tickets today at womensuperstars.eventbrite.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another A1 job. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.